Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the School of Thought. This is a webinar to understand different philosophies in education. This event will take you on a short journey of introducing you to inspiring individuals joining us from different parts of the country. In this event, innovative topics, informative content, and progressive initiatives will be shared with you. And we remain hopeful that the session will inspire you to take your school community to a new direction of development. My name is Nandita Roy, and I will be your moderator for today. I'm also a senior faculty of the Department of English, working with the Aditya Birla Group of Schools. I also coach youngsters in the age group of 12 to 20 for the Model United Nations platforms. Well, before we begin today's session, I request all the audience to immerse themselves in the session and, of course, hold on to their questions till the end. So without much ado, let us begin with our very first speaker for the evening, Babar Ali. Well, Babar Ali started a school named Anand Siksha Niketan, home of joyful learning, in the backyard of his family's home when he was 9 years old, bringing affordable education to an impoverished area of West Bengal. At the age of 16, he was named as the youngest headmaster in the world by BBC. As a TED fellow and public speaker, Babar Ali inspired many individuals and organizations with his mission, Education for All. From the last 18 years of inception, more than 6,000 students benefited with complete free education from this institution. His biography is a part of syllabus in different parts of across the globe. Honorable President of India mentioned about him and his work in his speech towards the nation on 25th January 2020. His session topic is, I started a school when I was 9 years old. Please welcome Babar Ali.
Thank you, ma'am. Respected principals, respected teachers, my sincere namaskar to all of you. And definitely, it is an honor and privilege for me to share some of my thoughts on Swami Vivekananda's educational ideas with all of you. As Swami Vivekananda said, education is the manifestation of the perfection already in man. Education is the key to unlocking a person's potential and providing them with the tools they need to succeed in life. However, not everyone has access to education, particularly those from underprivileged communities. This creates a divide in society where only a few have access to the resources they need to succeed in life. In order to build a great nation, it is essential that we focus on providing education to all, regardless of their socio-economic background. We must strive to eliminate the barriers that prevent access to education, including poverty, discrimination, and lack of infrastructure. As Swami Vivekananda said, education is not the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire. We must light that fire in the hearts and minds of all our students and ensure that every child has the opportunity to receive a quality education. This is particularly important for those from backward societies we must recognize that these communities have been historically marginalized and have not had access to the same opportunities as others. By educating these communities, we can empower them to break free from the cycle of poverty and improve their standard of living. Education can provide the tools they need to become active and productive members of society. Moreover, educating individuals, especially the girls, can have a ripple effect on the entire community. When we educate one girl, they can go on to educate others, creating a chain reaction of change. Definitely, I am speaking for everyone. This is how we can truly make a difference in society. As educators, we have a unique opportunity to make a positive impact on the world. We can help build a better tomorrow by educating the leaders of the future. We must have a broader vision and purpose beyond just teaching and imparting knowledge. We must strive to create responsible citizens who are committed to making the world a better place. Through my experience, I have learned that education is not just about imparting knowledge, it is about nurturing the whole person and providing a safe and supportive environment where children can grow and thrive. Education is not just a tool for personal growth, but a means to build a better world. Swami Vivekananda said, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Education is the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and building a better world for all. It is our responsibility as educators to ensure that every child has access to quality education." Again and again, I am speaking particularly those from underprivileged and backward societies. By doing so, we can help build a great nation and a better world for all. We understand the importance of education and its transformative power. However, Swami Vivekananda's vision of education aimed at the overall development of an individual, both in terms of intellectual and moral development. His idea of man-making, that is human-making education, better to say human-making education, emphasized the importance of character building, practical learning, and spiritual growth, which can have several practical implications in the present scenario. Here are some practical implications of Swami Vivekananda's human-making education in the present context. Developing critical thinking and problem-solving skills. Swami Vivekananda believed that education should be practical and relevant to the needs of society. Thus, human-making education should focus on developing critical thinking and problem-solving skills that can help individuals to contribute positively to society. This can be achieved by incorporating project-based learning, experiential learning, and case studies in the curriculum. Value-based education. Swami Vivekananda emphasized the importance of character-building education. Therefore, human-making education should incorporate value-based education that promotes ethical and moral values such as honesty, integrity, compassion, and respect for diversity. This can be achieved by integrating value-based education into the curriculum and creating a conducive environment that fosters moral and ethical behavior. Swami Vivekananda believed that education should be practical and relevant to society. Therefore, human-making education should focus on developing entrepreneurial skills that can help individuals become self-reliant and contribute to society's economic development. This can be achieved by incorporating entrepreneurship courses, internships, and incubation centers in the curriculum. Social responsibility. Swami Vivekananda believed that education can be used as a tool for social reform. Thus, human making education or man making education should promote social responsibility and encourage individuals to become agents of change in their community. This can be achieved by incorporating community service, social entrepreneurship, and civic engagement in the curriculum. Spiritual growth. Swami Vivekananda emphasized the importance of spiritual growth in education. Thus, man. Thus, human make. Thus, human making education should focus on promoting spiritual growth, which can help individuals connect with their inner selves. In summary, Swami Vivekananda's educational ideas can be implemented in the modern context by adopting a more holistic, value-based, experiential, socially responsible, and spiritually enriching approach to education. However, inspired by the lofty ideas of Swami Vivekananda, I tried from my childhood and still trying to do my best to spread education among the mass. Education for equal opportunity is my dream. Now let me share some of my own stories and experience in order to make my dream come to true, because I believe 1 ounce of practical is much weighty than a million tons of theory. On that point of view, I think it will make sense if I share my journey. So my journey was not without challenges, but it was my passion for education that kept me going. I strongly believe that education can change lives and transform communities. Through my work at Anondo Shikha Niketan, the home of Joyful Learning, a school I founded in my village, I have been able to provide access to education to many children who otherwise would not have had the opportunity. So when I was just 10 years old, I visited local Ramkrishna Mission, that is 3 kilometers from my house, and the first branch of whole Ramkrishna Mott and Mission, it is called Sargachi Ramkrishna Mission, and met the then headmaster monk to ask to help our students. And at first he became amazed that how can a 9-year-old boy can run an institution. He promised me that I will visit your institution at first, but that day he gave me a book of Swami Vivekananda and advised me to read that book at least 5 minutes in a day. And from that book, I had received a quotation, service to man is service to God. It inspired me to continue my mission. Thereafter, the students who are unable to attend this school, who engage themselves with different works, they were my students, and my sister was my first student. And I started my journey with 8 students, though there was lots of difficulties to bring them in the field of education. And whatever I have said before sharing my own stories, it is very difficult to implement all these ideas in such a rural background. So I had to suffer much, struggle much, but I did not give up hope. I hoped against hope and fought tooth and nail to combat all the adversities. So already you came to know the students who are coming at Anondo Shikha Niketan, the home of Joyful Learning. Basically, they are coming from the downtrodden families, backward families. So when I pursued to their parents to send their children at our institution, the first question I was asked that how education will be important, even who cannot afford 2 squares a meal in a day. To educate girls, they will not find husband. Actually, the early marriage problem was existed. On the other hand, there was reservation, jealousy, ill-motivated people, different kinds of problems were there. But I ignored all the criticism and went ahead with my plan. Last 19th October 2022, I completed my 20 years of journey, and more than 7,000 students has received completely free education from our institution. And not only that, our former students include my sister, who was my first student after her graduation, post-graduation and teacher's training degree. They came back as the teacher because they understood that they should give back something to our society. So they are doing their best in our institution. And as I believe that education is not the bookish knowledge, not the pack of information, but it is human making. So we are trying to help our students to become a real human being who can positively impact our society. So the particular message that I always followed or following from Swami Vivekananda, who is my inspiration, that is, go on bravely. Do not expect success in a day or year. Always hold on to the highest. Be steady. Avoid jealousy and selfishness. Be obedient. Be eternally faithful to the cause of truth, humanity, and your country, and you will move the world. So now I am convinced that nothing can stand against firm determination, firm conviction, and firm will. The only things you should have into your heart are courage, purity, honesty, and above all, love. Actually, you all know that love can conquer everything. So actually, I heard the call of love in the core of my heart and proceed and ultimately succeed. I think we should have the motto, we must do something extraordinary in this whole human life. We must leave a mark on the soil in this earth. So from my journey, these takeaways I have received from my journey, that you need something more than money and property to be happy. You cannot buy happiness, freedom, and joy. But if you spread love and help others to be free, you will feel happiness, a feeling of completion inside your heart. Even if you are a teacher, keep in mind, you are always a learner. Learn from your surroundings and especially from your students. Always remember, failure is necessary for life. Do not be demoralized. Learn from your mistakes, failures. Most important thing is for everyone, believe in yourself. Even if others doubt your plans, dreams become true once you start to believe that it is achievable. So being a teacher, keep on educating young minds and souls. The plan is to create more Baburali inside and outside of the school premises, that is from Anundo Shikha Niketan. It will help us to reach more people, especially the marginalized communities, because education is the way to fight poverty. I mean the real education. And definitely we also giving importance on women education, because if mothers are educated, the next generation will be educated, because no teacher can be greater than our mothers. And definitely there is you will face different kind of challenges, but when you are trying to create social impact, you are acting as a change agent. You are challenging societal norms, and that is not easy. You cannot expect success every time, and failure should not demotivate you. So I love to quote from Rabindranath Tagore, tell thyself today, whether the truth be stormy or breezy, let it on your mind, CTG. So I am going to conclude my speech with a famous quotation from Swami Vivekananda, my inspiration. That is, we want that education by which character is formed, strength of mind is increased, the intellect is expanded, and by which one can stand on one's own feet. So we should always contemplate on it and develop within us three H, that is development of hand, head, and heart. Only then we can bring a change in our society. So these two lines should be embossed on the tablet of our mind, minds to go before I sleep and miles to go before I sleep. So thank you, sir and madams, for your patience sharing and for your time. And thank you to the moderator, madam, and thank you to the organizer for this opportunity. Again, my sincere respect and namaskar to all of you. Thank you.